At a Starbucks in West Austin, Josh LaFaire sets up a board game that he and his siblings invented.
This game, there's a lot of scheming, there's a lot of strategizing, and there's a lot of backstabbing.
The game is called Map Maker. It resembles any other high-end board game, but this one has little tokens for the political parties: red elephant, blue donkey, green leaf, and a yellow porcupine. That's the symbol for the libertarians.
They're really, really cute.
LaFaire sets the board on the table and explains that in the game and in real life, gerrymandering allows politicians to pick their voters and prevent voters from picking their true representatives.
Nobody is really talking about gerrymandering. They're not talking about how our politicians are actually influencing these elections by how they're drawing these lines. That's why we wanted to create this game.
LaFaire said the idea for the board game came from looking at what was happening to Austin.
My brother, sister, and I grew up in a gerrymandered district in Austin, Texas, District 10. And we wanted to invent a board game because we wanted to start conversations around the country about an issue that isn't discussed enough.
One way to determine if Texas is truly gerrymandered is to compare the total vote share that Republican and Democratic candidates for the U.S. Congress received in the 2018 midterm election. Republicans received 53% of those votes. Democrats got 47%. If the 36 seats in the Texas congressional delegation were divided with that proportion, then there would be 19 Republican members of Congress from Texas and 17 Democrats. Instead, what Texas has is 23 Republican congressmen and 13 Democrats. The Republicans appear to get 4 additional seats because of the way the maps are drawn. And to see how they do that, look no further than Austin.
We have 6 congressional reps. There is not a single district that has more than 25% of the Austin population. So 6 different congressional representatives, 5 of whom are Republican, 1 Democrat, representing the city of Austin and Travis County.
That's State Representative Donna Howard, an Austin Democrat. She is working to end gerrymandering in Texas with the establishment of an independent redistricting commission. She says it's not just Republicans who gerrymander. When the Democrats had control in the state, they did it too.
Whichever party's been in power basically has used this situation to draw lines that protect incumbents, that ensure that certain people can be elected.
But given the demographic shifts and political trends in Texas, some say there are signs that Republicans could lose control of the legislature.
Texas is becoming more urban. There is more minorities. Texas is likely to swing Democrat within 10 years.
At a recent hearing of the Texas House of Representatives Redistricting Committee, Michael Nahas with Fair Maps Texas warned Republicans that they need to reform redistricting or prepare to be at the other end of the gerrymandering boot.
I would ask the Republican majority here, do you want extremist liberals in safe seats making laws for your children and grandchildren? Or do you want centrists?
This question is asking Republicans to give up the power that they have now in order to curb the power that might be used against them later. Michael Lee, an expert on redistricting at the Brenham Center for Justice, said this is a pivotal time for Texas, when both political parties could be motivated to actually pass meaningful redistricting reform.
Republicans better provide themselves with some insurance. At the same time, Democrats don't know when that's going to arrive, and so they have an incentive to want to be fair.
So will this legislature be able to move forward on redistricting reform? Don't bet on it. Howard's bills and similar ones were left pending. Essentially, they were left in legislative limbo, stuck there until there's another committee meeting to vote them out. Howard said it's her impression that the House Redistricting Committee will not meet again this legislative session, so unless something changes, the issue is dead. Which is why Josh LaFaire, inventor of the Map Maker board game, says it's going to take the people of Texas to rise up and demand redistricting reform.
You'd have less extreme politics. You'd have more people collaborating with each other. You'd have more people listening to their voters, which is exactly what's supposed to happen. You'd have the voters choosing their politicians.
And you'll no longer have politicians picking their voters. David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.